From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Efforts to stem the flow of illegal immigrants from Mexico into California and Texas have funneled much of the human traffic into the harsh desert in between. These days, Arizona is the hub for smugglers who are increasingly necessary to make those making the perilous journey. With them has come a wave of deadly violence. NPR's Carrie Kahn met up in Phoenix with members of a permanent strike team aimed at combating the problem.
Smugglers have long moved contraband across Arizona's rugged border with Mexico, from liquor during Prohibition to drugs such as heroin and cocaine. Now, as more illegal immigrants are funneled through the state's desolate deserts, smuggling that human cargo has grown from a cottage industry to a very big business. Tom Holman of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, says smuggling has never been so profitable.
With the price of aliens, you know, at $2,500 a pop, and they smuggle as many as 200 aliens a week, that's a hell of a profit with very little chance of being caught. And if you are caught, you're not going to do much time in jail.
Just consider the risks. The payoff for smuggling 5 grams of methamphetamine versus 5 illegal immigrants is about the same, but not the penalties if you get caught. The sentence for the drug conviction can be up to 5 years in jail, while the penalty for smuggling the immigrants, at most, 5 months. With those odds, drug traffickers are switching merchandise and making the trade more violent. This office for undercover immigration agents near downtown Phoenix used to be a bank. All that's left of its previous life is a walk-in safe with a huge steel door. There's no money inside, just dozens of white file boxes stacked to the ceiling, all filled with guns, everything from pistols to AK-47s. ICE agent Tom Holman says his officers have seized more than 50 assault rifles in the first weeks of their federal crackdown here.
Every organization we're investigating right now have guns. It never used to be that when I was an agent 10 years ago. You've never seen that. Very seldom you find a gun. Now, every one of them have a gun. And it's not just a pistol or a shotgun. Assault weapons. Some weapons are better than the weapons we carry.
And with all the firepower has come a lot of death. In Phoenix, more than 200 people have been killed this year alone. That's 45% more homicides than last year. Home invasions, kidnapping, and extortion are on the rise, too. Officials say the wide majority of those crimes are tied to immigrant smuggling. Anna Roblero and Jorge Gonzalez found out how dangerous sneaking into the U.S. can be. Last spring, the couple, both 26, were victims of a terrifying and costly scam. Sitting on a Phoenix street hoping to pick up day work, Anna recounts their trek. Last April, the two left their children with relatives in Chiapas, Mexico, and headed north. She says they paid smugglers $400 apiece to lead them across the border and through the Arizona desert.
We walked for 3 days and 3 nights through the desert. When we got across the desert, the smugglers told us to wait for some men to pick us up. But they never came. We didn't know where we were. We don't speak English.
Eventually, a new set of smugglers arrived, but instead of moving them to safety, they demanded another $3,600 from the couple. Anna says luckily she brought the phone number of a cousin who lives in Phoenix, but it took the cousin more than a week to raise the money. She says the 8 days they spent waiting at the smuggler's house were terrifying.
I just cried and cried. I thought I was never going to see my kids again. They had guns, and I thought they were going to kill us. Thank God my cousin came and gave them the money.
Authorities say it's common for deals to change and smugglers to try and extort more money from the immigrants. Many times women are raped, men are tortured, and some even killed. These days, the smugglers aren't content to simply rip off their own cargo. There's a new type of smuggler operating in Arizona, the bajadores. These are gangs who actually steal immigrants away from other smugglers. The bajadores then hold the illegal immigrants for ransom. Bajadores have been known to commandeer vans loaded with immigrants right off an interstate highway. Last month, 4 immigrants were shot dead in a running gun battle between rival smugglers during rush hour traffic. Other times, they kidnap immigrants hiding out in so-called safe or drop houses.
Mondo copy. Detention's on the way, and we're going to...
This drop house, a 3-bedroom home in a quiet North Phoenix middle-class neighborhood, is being raided by federal agents. 20 illegal immigrants are inside, including 5 children. I'll sit on the cold tile floor of the empty living room as the officers search the house. ICE agent Carlos Argueta says this is a typical target of the bajadores, who break into drop houses armed and not afraid to start shooting.
It's similar to the phenomenon in which organizations rip off drug shipments or they prey upon other criminals because there's little likelihood that they're going to report the crime, number one. Number two, it's a way to make money easily. The coyote has already taken all the risk of getting the aliens across the border, and the bajador just has to collect the money from the smuggled aliens' relatives and send the alien on his way.
Agents confiscated detailed ledgers, cash, and 5 cell phones in the house.
Bueno.
In the midst of the bust, Argueta calmly answered incoming calls, most from anxious relatives ready to make payments for their captive loved ones.
¿Cuándo mandó la feria?
ICE officials say stepping up raids like this one will make it harder for smugglers to get away with their crimes, and jail sentences are getting steeper for the most violent smugglers. But human rights activist and attorney Isabel Garcia says she doesn't believe the smugglers' business has been hurt. She says it's the crackdown at the border that's fueling the demand for smugglers.
And if they were truly concerned about this flow of so many workers, I believe that they would then attack the problem in a meaningful fashion at its roots and not treat it as a law enforcement problem.
She wants to see the government negotiate fairer trade deals with Mexico and institute immigrant worker programs. And she says it's time to target employers in the U.S. who hire illegal workers. It's the work that keeps Anna and Jorge, the couple from Chiapas, here in Phoenix. They're still paying off the $3,600 ransom Anna's cousin paid to the smugglers. And more importantly, they're sending money home to their kids.
Y por eso mismo yo pienso aguantar. Sí.
That's why, she says, despite all they went through, they would do it again. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.